Welcome to the Deep Dive, where we cut through the noise to get you truly well informed. Today, we're diving into something absolutely vital. It really affects every single one of us, whether you realize it or not.
Yeah, from your breakfast table right up to Canada's place on the, you know, global agricultural stage.
Exactly. We're talking about the future of our food supply, specifically the seeds that start it all. Now, the Canadian Food Inspection Agency, the CFIA, they've got this massive project underway.
Seed Regulatory Modernization, SRM.
Right, SRM. The goal is future-proofing Canada's seeds. Sounds important, and it definitely is, but, well, like any big overhaul, the path isn't always straightforward.
And there are some pretty crucial disagreements bubbling up on how to actually get it right.
That's exactly where we're jumping in today.
Yeah, we're going to unpack what the Canadian Seed Growers Association, the CSGA, calls their red light positions.
Okay, red light. So serious concerns.
Very serious. These aren't just, you know, minor quibbles. They're areas where the CSGA has significant evidence-backed concerns about the CFIA's proposals. And critically, they're not just saying no.
They have alternatives.
Exactly. They're offering concrete alternative pathways they believe will achieve those modernization goals, but maybe more effectively or with fewer risks.
And understanding these nuances is key, right? Because this really affects, well, everything.
It absolutely does. Mm. The resilience of our farms, the quality of the food you eat, Canada's whole agricultural future. It really hinges on getting these foundational seed regulations right.
Okay. So our mission today, dig into these key policy papers from the CSGA. We want to understand the real why behind these red lights, explore the improvements they're suggesting, and importantly, show you how you can actually have a say in this. It's kind of a once-in-a-generation chance to shape things.
Yeah, it really is.
All right, let's unpack this. First up on our deep dive, CFIA Proposal 3.1.12. This one's about the pedigreed seed declaration and mandatory data reporting.
Okay, so the pedigreed seed declaration. Think of it as the official stamp of approval for seeds. It certifies genetic purity, quality standards, that sort of thing.
Right. And the CFIA wants to tweak the definition, remove a reference to a specific form, aiming for more flexibility. Sounds reasonable. Maybe cut some red tape.
On the surface, yeah, it sounds like a simple modernization step. But the CSGA throws up a big red light here.
Okay, why? If removing the form reference is okay.
It's not the form itself. Their core concern is what isn't being mandated alongside that change. And that's the electronic submission of the full data set of certified seed information to the CFIA.
Ah, the data piece.
Exactly. Without a common data strategy, a requirement for everyone to submit the key data electronically in a standard way, this seemingly small change could actually create huge data silos.
And silos mean?
Weaken regulatory oversight. It actually runs counter to the whole goal of modernization, which should improve oversight and data use, right?
Okay, so it's more than just a form. Why is this lack of mandatory data reporting such a fundamental issue for the CSGA? What's really at stake?
Well, it's pretty striking. Almost every other credible seed certification program, you know, globally, they monitor their output. They know how much certified seed is produced.
And Canada doesn't.
We actually used to, way back. And we even got the authority back in 2015 to track it again, but we just haven't done it. We haven't implemented it.
Huh.
So the CSGA sees having a national anonymized data set tracking total certified feed quantities as an absolutely strategic tool.
Strategic how? Like for planning.
Exactly. Think of it as core intelligence for Canada's food security. It lets everyone, growers, distributors, government, make better evidence-based decisions. It's crucial for measuring productivity across the whole sector. Without it, well, we're basically flying blind on a national scale when it comes to seed.
Flying blind. So we're kind of an outlier then. Not tracking our domestic certified seed seems basic for a modern agricultural nation.
We are. Definitely an international outlier on this. And the fragmented records we have now, they lead directly to poor data quality.
Which increases risk.
Increases the risk of fraud. Absolutely. Makes audits slower, more expensive. And it really limits our ability to automate processes or design programs based on actual evidence, not just assumptions.
Right. Imagine trying to allocate resources or plan for future food needs if you don't even know your baseline seed output.
Precisely. The CSGA argues that not knowing how much seed we certify fundamentally undermines the system's integrity, market confidence, and our ability to measure, benchmark, and ultimately maximize productivity.
I can see that. If you can't measure it, you can't manage it, right? So what specific improvements is the CSGA pushing for? How do they want to fix this?
Their recommendations are pretty clear and, frankly, quite actionable. First, make mandatory reporting of total certified seed quantities a core part of the modern system. Non-negotiable, foundational. Second, they want to work with the CFIA.
Mm-hmm.
Publish a standard data schema, validation rules, enable secure, role-based access for regulators.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe using existing digital platforms like SeedCert or SeedTracker.
So use the tools already being developed.
Exactly. And third, commit to regular anonymized national reports quarterly, annually maybe with dashboards, so everyone can see the trends, benchmark performance, transparency.
And fraud detection.
Yeah. They also suggest adding automated checks like reconciliation and anomaly detection to proactively spot and deter fraud. It's about building a smarter, more transparent system from the bottom up.
Makes sense. Okay, from data, let's shift to quality assurance on the ground. We're looking at CFIA Proposal 3.1.19 now. This one explores expanding alternative seed crop inspection services.
Right, which basically means allowing more companies and potentially even individual seed growers to inspect their own crops.
Self-inspection, that often gets framed as, you know, reducing red tape, maybe saving money.
And that's exactly where the CSGA puts up another strong red light.
Yeah.
They support efficiency, sure, but they see no meaningful savings here. Instead, they see significant, potentially far-reaching risks.
So no savings and big risks. What's their core position?
Their position is firm. Unbiased third-party inspections are the absolute bedrock of Canada's pedigreed seed system. They say there's simply no broad desire from the sector itself to move away from this model.
Interesting. So the push isn't coming from the growers or the industry.
Overwhelmingly, the feedback they're getting is to maintain the current third-party system.
So the CFIA might be aiming for efficiency, but the CSGA thinks it might come at the cost of what? Trust? Integrity?
Exactly that. The cost of trust, the market acceptance, the global confidence that Canadian pedigreed seed enjoys. That's built on the integrity of those independent third-party inspections.
And shifting to self-inspection could erode that.
That's the fear. It risks undermining this really resilient model. And here's the counterintuitive part. They argue it could actually make inspections more expensive over time.
More expensive.
Because the CFIA would then need to dedicate more resources to properly oversee all these different self-inspection programs. These programs inherently carry a higher risk profile than a system using independent professional inspectors.
Right, oversight costs go up.
And for the individual growers themselves, inspecting your own crops isn't necessarily simple or cheap. It means training, licensing, ongoing oversight, administration, fees. It's a whole new burden.
Okay, so if expanding self-inspection isn't the answer, according to CSGA, what's their alternative? How do we ensure quality efficiently?
It's pretty straightforward.
Yeah.
Maintain the current framework. It's proven. It's robust.
It works.
It works extremely well. Get this. Not a single seed field went uninspected during the entire COVID pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
That shows you how resilient the current third-party system is.
Wow, that's impressive.
So before any expansion of non-third-party inspections happens, the CSGA insists do a full, transparent cost-benefit analysis, a proper risk assessment, and really consult with all the stakeholders. Don't break what's working well.
This really hits home for anyone buying seed, doesn't it? It impacts the integrity and trustworthiness of the seed you purchase. If inspections are less independent, how confident can you be? It's a fundamental quality question.
Absolutely.
Okay, moving along. CFIA Proposal 3.2.8. This one deals with incorporating the weed seeds order, the WSO, by reference.
Right. The CFIA's idea here is to make updates to the list of regulated weed seeds, potentially more agile, more flexible. They'd link it to Seeds Act amendments, maybe with a delay to line things up.
Making it easier to keep up with new weed threats, basically.
That's the intention. But again, CSGA flags this as a red light. They argue against this move to incorporation by reference, or IBR.
Why? Doesn't IBR usually mean faster updates?
Not necessarily. The CSGA believes it actually adds unnecessary complexity and could, paradoxically, be a slower process in practice.
Slower? How so?
Think of it like this. Right now, the list of weed seeds is directly in the ministerial order. It's self-contained. With IBR, it's like saying, see this external government document or website for the list. If that external document changes, or if the process to update it is cumbersome, or if links break,
yeah,
it actually makes the regulation less stable and potentially harder, not easier, to update quickly. Plus, and this is crucial,
yes,
the CSGA does not support opening up the Seeds Act itself right now for this. That's a massive legislative undertaking.
Oh, okay. So the mechanism change requires opening the act, which they see as risky.
Exactly. Opening the Seeds Act is a huge deal, full of uncertainty, potential for unintended consequences. They feel the problem isn't the mechanism for updating the WSO anyway.
So what is the problem, in their view?
The current ministerial order already allows for timely updates. The real issue, they argue, is the governance and the cadence of the review process. How often does the list get reviewed? Who does it? How are decisions made?
Right. Weeds directly impact farm productivity, land value. Keeping that list current is vital.
Absolutely. So okay. Opening the whole act feels like using a sledgehammer to crack a nut, potentially creating more delays and complications than it solves.
So it sounds like their approach is, don't change the legal tool, fix the process around using it. What are their specific alternatives?
They focus on strengthening what exists. First, keep the existing ministerial order for the WSO. Don't go to IBR.
Okay.
Second, and this is key, establish a credible, regular review process, maybe a dedicated seed regulatory services committee. Commit to an annual review cycle to make recommendations directly to the Minister of Agriculture.
So consistent, timely reviews driven by science, not by whenever the act gets open.
Precisely. And third, publish clear criteria for making changes to the list and specific timelines for implementing those changes. That brings predictability and agility without the risks and complexities of IBR or opening the act.
This really matters for protecting the land you farm, preventing the spread of nasty weeds that cause real economic damage. It's about effective regulation without unnecessary bureaucracy or legislative upheaval.
Well put.
Okay, from weeds in our fields, let's pivot to seeds coming into Canada. CFIA proposal 3.2.12 looks at expanding recognition of foreign grader programs beyond just the United States.
Right. Again, the potential intent might be streamlining imports, making trade easier. But the CSGA is not supportive as written.
Why not? Wouldn't recognizing more programs make things simpler?
They argue it would actually do the opposite, add complexity and administrative burden without necessarily improving outcomes. There's a better way, they think.
What's the problem with recognizing multiple foreign programs? Seems like more options could be good.
The issue is consistency and oversight. If Canada starts recognizing grader programs from many different countries, you could end up with a patchwork of parallel systems.
Ah, different standards, different rules.
Potentially, yeah. And it means more audits for the CFIA to conduct, trying to ensure all these diverse foreign programs meet Canadian standards. It could lead to inconsistent quality outcomes for imported seed.
So more work for regulators, potentially less consistency for farmers.
That's the concern. Instead of taking on the burden of assessing and monitoring multiple national programs, the CSGA suggests leveraging internationally recognized quality assurance standards directly.
Like ASTA or AOSA.
Exactly. The International Seed Testing Association, EASTA, and the Association of Official Seed Analysts, AOSA. Their test results are globally recognized. Using these established international standards would simplify imports for everyone, foreign suppliers, Canadian importers, and our own regulators. It's about smart alignment with global best practices.
Okay, so focus on accepting standardized results from trusted international bodies, not accrediting more national programs. What are the specific CSGA alternatives here?
Pretty clear again. First, do not expand foreign grader recognition beyond the current arrangement with the United States.
Stick with the status quo there.
Right. Instead, allow imported seed to be sold or labeled using ISTA or AOSA seed analysis results, provided they meet Canadian method and procedures, MMP equivalency, and require electronic submission of that certificate via the import platform.
Streamlined uses international standards.
Exactly. And second, only require Canadian grading, where a specific Canadian grade name is actually needed by the market or regulation. For everything else, if the international standard provides the necessary assurance, accept that. Leverage global expertise, simplify our system.
This really impacts the consistency and quality assurance of imported seeds you might be buying. It's about finding the most efficient path to ensure everything meets our high standards without getting bogged down in accrediting multiple foreign systems.
That's the core idea.
Okay, our final specific red light proposal today. CFIA proposal 3.3.8. This one mandates on-package country of origin labeling for all imported seed, including mixtures.
Right. And again, sounds like transparency may be good for consumers. But the CSGA is not supportive as a universal on-package rule.
Okay, what's the nuance here? They don't think origin matters.
Oh, no. They definitely acknowledge country of origin is valuable information. But they argue its primary value is at the time of import, specifically for biosecurity risk assessment by the CFIA.
Ah, for checking potential weed or pest risks associated with certain origins.
Precisely. Their core argument against a universal on-package rule is that for many seed types, especially common seed and complex mixtures, it significantly increases burden and cost throughout the supply chain. but provides minimal practical benefit for the majority of end users, the buyers.
So for pedigreed seed, origin info is usually there anyway.
Generally, yes. But forcing it onto every bag of, say, lawn seed mix, does the average homeowner need that, or does it just add costs for the importer and retailer?
It's that balance again, information value versus practical cost and where the information is most needed.
Exactly. For regulators, origin data at import is critical for assessing noxious weed or pest risks. That's non-negotiable. But on the package itself, it really only makes strong agronomic sense for a few specific species.
Like which ones?
Things like alfalfa or red clover, where the origin directly relates to crucial traits like winter hardiness. For those, knowing the origin helps the farmer make the right choice. But for many others, the on-package info doesn't add much practical value for the buyer, but adds definite cost and complexity to labeling and inventory management.
That clarifies the trade-offs. So what are the CSGA's alternatives? How do they propose handling origin information effectively but pragmatically?
They suggest a smarter layered approach. First, digitally capture the country of origin for all feedlots, including all components of mixtures right at the time of import. Put it in the import platform, make it readily available to the CFIA.
So the biosecurity need is met up front.
Correct. Second, retain or define targeted on-package origin labeling requirements only where it's truly agronomically relevant. Publish a specific list of those species and the clear rationale. That way the information is there when it genuinely helps the buyer make a better decision.
Makes sense. Focus the labeling effort where it counts.
And third, provide clear guidance for industry on handling things like origin blends or seed that crosses the border for processing and comes back, and spell out the record-keeping expectations for importers. It's about balancing critical risk management with practical, cost-effective implementation.
This really brings it back to you, the listener. It's about that balance, consumer info, industry cost, biosecurity. Is your need for on-package origin universal across all seed types? Or is that digital capture at import enough for most situations, keeping costs down? Something to consider.
Definitely.
And now, let's zoom out. Because beyond these specific proposals, these red lights, the CSGA has a much bigger vision for the future, doesn't it?
Yes, absolutely. A truly overarching vision. A seed certification system in Canada that is sector-led but government-enabled. And crucially, with the CSGA itself designated as the main administrator for all seed certification.
Okay, this is a fundamental shift in how the system is structured.
It is, and it's important context to remember, the CSGA isn't new to this game. They've been the delegated authority for seed crop certification for over 120 years. They manage a huge system already, over 1.2 million acres certified annually.
But currently the system is split, right?
Exactly. We have this split model. The CFIA certifies foundation, registered, and certified seed classes, while the CSGA handles the earlier generations, breeder, and select.
And that split causes problems.
The CSGA argues strongly that it creates significant inefficiencies, duplicate workflows between them and the CFIA, and critical information gaps right across the seed value chain. Things fall between the cracks.
So their proposal is consolidate it all under one roof, their roof, while the CFIA maintains ultimate oversight.
That's the core idea. They make a compelling case that given their history, expertise, and infrastructure, they are the most effective and efficient body to deliver all the day-to-day seed certification functions on behalf of the sector.
And the CFIA's role would change.
It would shift. The CFIA would absolutely retain its ultimate regulatory authority and oversight role. But they could focus more strategically on crucial areas like science leadership, enforcement actions when needed, and international coordination representing Canada on the world stage.
Are there examples of this working elsewhere? A non-government body running certification?
Oh, yes. Many mature seed sectors globally already operate this way. Think of NECE in the Netherlands or CIMEI in France. These are non-government entities successfully administering most of the seed certification functions. It's a proven model for efficiency and leveraging specialized expertise.
And the CSGA has the tools for this. You mentioned SeedCert.
Exactly. Their existing SeedCert digital platform is designed precisely for this kind of unified, modern, single-window administration. It could eliminate those duplicate workflows, streamline everything, and enhance traceability and transparency for everyone involved. Growers, seed companies, processors, exporters, and regulators.
So this isn't just tweaking rules. It's proposing a fundamental redesign for efficiency, leveraging existing expertise and digital tools rather than maybe reinventing the wheel within government.
That's a good way to put it. It's a vision for true modernization.
Okay. So wrapping this all up, What does it mean for you, the listener, and for Canada's agricultural future? We've got the CFIA pushing for modernization, a system that's more agile, transparent, responsive. Good goals.
Absolutely. But the CSGA, the Seed Growers Association, has raised these significant red light concerns. And importantly, they've offered clear alternatives they believe achieve those same goals more effectively without adding unnecessary burdens or, critically, compromising the integrity of our seed system.
And this brings us back to the listener. Your voice really matters here, doesn't it?
It absolutely does. The CFIA is actively seeking feedback on all these policy decisions. This isn't just bureaucratic shuffling. This is a genuine once-in-a-generation opportunity for you to help shape the future seed system, to make sure it works for Canadian farmers, for the industry, and ultimately for you as someone who relies on Canadian agriculture.
So we're asking you, based on what we've discussed, to consider providing feedback and maybe focus on four key points.
Yeah, four key takeaways might be helpful for people structuring their thoughts.
Okay. First, support the CFIA's overall direction towards modernizing the seed system. The goal itself is important.
Right. Acknowledge the need for modernization. Second, urge the CFIA to seriously consider designating the CSGA as the main administrator of seed certification. Leverage their 120 years of expertise and their existing digital platform, SeedCert.
Makes sense.
Third, advocate strongly for that mandatory reporting of total certified seed quantities.
Yeah.
We need to close those critical data gaps to have proper oversight and make informed decisions.
Get the data right. And finally,
encourage the CFIA to legislate only where truly necessary, where possible. Favor effective administrative processes, clear policies, and genuine stakeholder input over complex, potentially risky legislative changes, like opening the Seeds Act unnecessarily.
Use the right tool for the job, essentially.
Exactly. Smarter regulation, not just more regulation. And remember, the deadline for feedback to the CFIA is October 3, 2025. Don't miss this chance. It's an opportunity to help build a seed system that's faster, fairer, and genuinely built for a resilient future.
So the final question for you to think about: what kind of seed system do you envision for Canada's agricultural future? That's a really provocative thought to mull over and definitely an important conversation to be a part of.